All right, so buckle up because today's deep dive takes us straight into some 1970s government secrets. But
Intriguing.
also meditation.
Really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have put those two together.
Right. They're like, what's going on there?
Yeah.
We've got this report we're looking at. It's from 1973, and it was actually published in Science News,
Okay.
which, if you don't know, is a legitimate science magazine.
Yeah.
And it's about meditation research. But the CIA thought it was important enough to keep tabs on.
Wow, so this is some weird Cold War stuff.
Yeah, get ready to break out your tinfoil hats because
Okay.
this is going to be a weird one.
Well, what's interesting to me right off the bat is that this report kind of throws us right into this whole cultural moment of the 1970s. Like,
Yeah.
huge social changes happening, people searching for something deeper.
Yeah, it's like Vietnam War protests,
Right.
Watergate. Like the man on the moon thing made everybody kind of
Oh,
question
yeah.
everything's, and it was just like this prime time for anything that was like questioning authority, seeking new ways of thinking and being.
Absolutely. And the Science News report, they actually call meditation the opiate of the Eastern masses.
Wow.
Kind of dramatic,
Yeah.
but it shows you how meditation was starting to really kind of gain traction,
Yeah.
especially among younger people who were kind of disillusioned with, the
Yeah,
establishment.
it's interesting to think about how meditation was becoming more mainstream, like yoga,
Yeah.
went from woo-woo to like everybody and their mom does yoga now.
Right, exactly.
But what I think is really cool is this isn't just a cultural shift. This is like scientists are getting in on this too.
Yeah, this is the start of a shift from thinking about meditation as, just purely mystical to something that we can actually like measure and study scientifically. It's like moving past just people's subjective experience of meditation makes me feel good to what's actually happening in the brain and body.
Right, because if you're a scientist, you don't want to just hear, I feel more peaceful.
Right.
You want data. You
Exactly.
want to be able to measure this stuff.
Exactly. And that's where transcendental meditation or TM comes in.
Okay.
So TM was and is taught as this kind of standardized technique.
Okay.
It's not tied to any one religion or belief system.
So, like, no incense or gurus required.
No,
It's just like straight up meditation techniques.
exactly. And that made it much easier to study.
Okay.
Researchers can focus on just the effects of the technique itself without getting bogged down in like varying belief systems or anything like that.
Right.
And the other thing with TM is that it doesn't require people to like make these huge lifestyle changes.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so you could still practice TM even if you weren't, living in an ashram or a monastery.
Right, you could just be a regular person.
Exactly. So researchers could study people meditating just in their normal lives.
So what kind of mind-blowing results were these scientists finding that got the CIA so interested? We're going to find out right after this. Okay, so we're back and we're like knee-deep in this declassified meditation mystery.
Yeah, it's a strange one for sure.
We got scientists ditching the incense for lab coats, measuring brain waves instead of vibes.
It's a whole different kind of research.
But the CIA is taking notes.
Right. It makes you wonder what they were thinking.
That's where I need your help to like decode all of this because I'm getting serious X-Files vibes.
I can see that.
So what were they finding that was so intriguing?
Well, one of the things that really caught their attention was how meditation was affecting the body.
Okay, like beyond just feeling relaxed.
Yeah, this wasn't just like a take a nap kind of thing.
Right, like give me the highlights.
Okay, so for one thing, they found that blood flow to the arms increased during meditation,
Okay.
but get this, overall oxygen consumption actually went down.
Wait, so you're telling me the body is doing more with less?
It seems counterintuitive, right?
Yeah, it's like my car getting better gas mileage when I drive slower.
Exactly. It's like the body found this more efficient way of operating.
Wow. Okay, so more efficient energy.
And then there's the whole skin resistance thing.
Skin resistance.
Yeah, you know how lie detectors work?
Kind of.
They measure like these tiny electrical changes in your skin.
Okay.
And high skin resistance usually means you're relaxed.
So you're not sweating it.
Exactly. You're not trying to hide anything.
Okay.
And meditation sends those skin resistance levels through the roof.
So it's like your mind is chilling out, but your body is like, we're good. We're good. No need to stress.
Precisely. It's
Yeah.
like this whole system-wide relaxation response.
Wow. But what about brain activity? Because I always thought meditation was about like quieting the mind, like making it go blank.
That's a common misconception.
Yeah.
Meditation isn't about stopping your thoughts altogether.
Oh, yeah.
It's more about changing your relationship to them.
Okay, so how does that show up in the brain?
Well, they were seeing these brainwave patterns that were really interesting.
Like, what kind of patterns are we talking about?
It wasn't like the brain was asleep or anything.
Okay.
But it also wasn't freaking out.
So not sleepy brain, not freaky out brain.
It was more like this calm, focused state.
Interesting. So this is what piqued the CIA's interest.
Oh, it's part of it. But remember, this was the 70s.
Right, the era of bell bottoms and disco.
Exactly, a time of social experimentation.
Okay.
And one of the questions that came up was, could meditation help with addiction?
Oh, wow. Because back then, addiction was a huge problem.
It was, and there weren't a lot of great solutions.
Right. So I can see why exploring a drug-free path to peace of mind.
Exactly. It was a really appealing idea.
So did they find anything?
Well, the research was still in its early stages.
Okay.
But some of the findings were pretty interesting.
Like what?
For example, there was one study that showed people who practiced TM long-term.
Okay.
They reported using significantly less drugs.
Wow, that's huge. Okay, so we've got all this fascinating research. Meditation's changing your body, maybe even helping with addiction.
Right, but the burning question remains, why was the CIA so interested in all of this?
It is a bit of a head-scratcher.
Are we talking about, like, a squad of Zen spies?
Zen spies.
Yeah. You know, all blissed out while they're disarming bombs.
I don't think that was quite their vision.
Okay, but I need some answers here.
To understand their interest, we have to put ourselves back in the Cold War mindset.
Okay.
This was a time of intense paranoia competition with the Soviets.
The space race, the arms race.
Exactly. Everyone was trying to outdo each other, and information was the ultimate weapon.
Okay, so how does meditation fit into all of this?
Well, we know the CIA was really interested in what they called psi phenomena.
Psi phenomena, you mean like ESP telekinesis, that kind of stuff?
Exactly. Right. They were exploring all sorts of possibilities.
Wait, are you saying they thought they could meditate their way to mind control?
It might sound out there now.
Just a little.
But back then, the idea of harnessing the power of the mind for espionage wasn't so far-fetched. Okay, so maybe they weren't looking for Zen spies. They were looking for psychic spies.
You got it.
That's both cool and creepy at the same time.
Absolutely. But beyond the whole psychic espionage angle, there's another reason the CIA might have been paying attention. And it has to do with understanding society.
Okay, so you're talking about the societal trends we were discussing earlier.
Exactly. All that counterculture stuff, people searching for alternatives.
Right.
Now imagine you're the CIA and you see this massive shift in consciousness happening.
Okay.
With meditation right at the center of it.
Right. It's like a whole new way of thinking.
And that kind of information is pure gold.
So it's not just about the meditation itself.
No.
It's about what it represents.
Exactly.
A change in values.
Yeah.
A search for meaning.
They wanted to know what made people tick.
Makes sense.
So
while we can't say for sure why this specific report ended up on a CIA desk.
Right. We don't have all the pieces of the puzzle.
It wouldn't have been out of character.
Precisely. They were all about staying ahead of the game.
Okay, so we've got some potential explanations for the CIA's interest. But what about the research itself?
Good point, because like any new field, there were some limitations back then.
So what should we keep in mind when we look at these early studies? So we're picturing these early meditation studies, right?
Yeah.
Probably some groovy 70s music playing in the background.
I can hear it now.
Well, scientists are hooking people up to machines trying to measure their vibes.
Right. Like, okay, now think peaceful thoughts.
Exactly. But in all seriousness, what were some of the limitations they were dealing with back then?
Well, one of the biggest things to keep in mind is who those early participants were.
Okay.
Because in many cases, people were self-selecting for these studies.
So they were already into meditation.
Exactly. They were already drawn to it. They believed in its benefits.
Okay.
And that makes it tricky to separate out whether the changes they were seeing were because of the meditation itself or simply because these were people who were already predisposed to being more relaxed, more open to these kinds of experiences.
It's like maybe people who are drawn to meditation are just wired a little differently.
It could be.
Which isn't to say the research is meaningless.
Right.
But it adds a layer of complexity when you're trying to interpret the results.
Absolutely. And it highlights the need for those more rigorous studies.
With control groups and all that.
Exactly. To really nail down the cause and effect.
And that's something that's still ongoing today, right?
Oh, absolutely. Meditation research is still evolving and maturing.
Which I think brings us to the ultimate question.
Okay, shoot.
We've dug through this declassified CIA document.
Mm-hmm.
We've explored the dawn of meditation research.
We've pondered the possibility of psychic spies.
Always a good time.
But what does it all mean?
That is the question, isn't it?
Why should we care about this blast from the past? What's the takeaway for us here in the present? For me, it's a good reminder that what we know is always changing.
Okay.
This document, it's like this little time capsule.
Yeah.
It gives us a peek into a time when science was just starting to wrap its head around a practice that really challenged conventional thinking.
And who knows, maybe we're not that different today.
I see what you're saying.
Think about all the things that were once considered totally fringe ideas.
Right.
That are now completely mainstream.
Exactly. It really makes you wonder, what are we just on the verge of understanding?
Right. What are those out there ideas being researched right now?
Yeah.
That are going to blow our minds in a few decades?
I love that thought.
It's like that Alan Watts quote.
Yeah.
The only way to make sense out of change is to plunge into it, move with it, and join the dance.
Ooh, I like that.
And this whole deep dive, it's been like a dance through history and science and,
a little espionage thrown in there.
Exactly. Just for fun. But hopefully it's left you with more than a few questions to ponder. So next time you hear about some groundbreaking research or some practice that seems totally out there.
Yeah.
Remember this deep dive.
Into the world of meditation and the CIA.
Exactly. Keep asking questions, stay curious, and you never know what amazing connections you might uncover.
Well said.
Thanks for joining us on this journey into the heart of meditation and government intrigue.
This is a fun one.
Until next time, keep exploring and keep diving deep.